We have come into day 5 on your prayer journey. Thank you for your commitment and your sacrifice. And thank you for coming together to meet with God. Amen. What a beautiful time that we get to connect together. We want to say thank you for those that are joining via our website tonight and you're watching this live. Welcome to join us, and we're glad you're viewing. Don't forget that we have these resources that we've spoke about throughout prayer, whether it's our little manual out here that's got the 7 different prayers in it, but you can also download your digital version. And I'm saying that really hard for the first week, because some of you, this may be the first day you're able to make it. And we've got some prayer guides down for you. And again, if you just go to Pray First app, those prayers are on there, and you can actually keep your digital resources, which is really nice, because you know, a lot of us write down things we want to pray for. You can keep it digitally. Makes it really nice. So tonight's prayer focus is found in Psalms 51:17, and I'll read it to you. This is King David that's wrote this, and it says 51:17, NIV is where I'm going to read it from. It says, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise." Here we have a psalm that was written by King David, but what's really important is when it was written. So this psalm he writes, 51, is written after the prophet Nathan has come to David. And he's confronted him about committing adultery with Bathsheba and about having her husband murdered to cover up the very sin that he's committed. And after he does this, after he shares it with him, this is David's song that he writes where he's repenting to his God. In fact, not just the scripture that we use, but the entire chapter is talking David repenting to the Lord. But as a musician, you know, he had a way with words. If you go back and you read the chapter, it's actually a beautiful read, and I would encourage you to do it. But there's something that when he writes, you can feel what it is that he's trying to say. He put such good words. He communicated it so well that not only was it a song that he had wrote from his soul to God, but it was something so beautiful, something so much more than that. It was out of his love for him. It was his love for Christ. And even though he was confronted with sin, and he did it, he owned it. He said, "I have sinned against God." And we know this because when we go back to Samuel, the 13th chapter, the 14th verse, it says that the Lord removed King Saul from his kingship. And he anointed David as king because the people had chose Saul. But God is the one that chose David. And it said he chose him because he had a heart after God's. David was far from perfect. Oftentimes, him and Saul are compared one to another. Why? Because both of them were told something by a prophet and confronted about sin in their life. But when King Saul was confronted about this sin, King Saul didn't own his part in the sin. In fact, he blame shifted. It was the guys. It was the army. They were the ones that kept what they shouldn't have kept, and they brought it back into the camp. But he was the leader that was over them, and he was the one that allowed them to bring the stuff into the camp. Where David, even though, I don't know, when you look at the scale of the sin, Saul just lets him bring back the spoils and some of the best calves and some of the best lambs and some of the best oxen. And to hear the bleeding sheep out there, like, wait a minute, I thought we weren't supposed to bring any of this home. And he's like, yeah, just a few sheep. But then you've got David, who looks out upon a balcony, sees a woman, goes and gets her, commits adultery. Then, by the way, I'm going to have your husband killed so I can, you know, fix the whole problem so it doesn't look like we were together. I don't know. On a scale of sin, if I was gauging, I would say the one looked worse than the other. Yet David owned it. He didn't say, "I've sinned against Israel." He didn't say, "I've sinned against Bathsheba." He didn't say, "What have I done to the kingship and the name?" He said, "What have I done to my God?" See, David understood something. David understood why God hates sin. He understood that it was a violation of God's nature and that we are made in God's image. And when we sin, we bear his name. And in return, that makes him look unholy. And he said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." I say all this tonight because I remind us that a broken spirit and a contrite heart invites God in. He didn't love David because he was perfect. He loved David because David knew how to run right to God as quick as the sin was convicted. Soon as you and I are convicted of sin in our life, run to our Father. He's not there to shame us. He's not there to condemn us. He's there to forgive us. So our prayer focus tonight, John 1:9 says, if we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness. Tonight, we're day five in. Can we be broken before Christ tonight? Can we go back into chapter 51 and say, search me, O God. Create in me a clean heart. Anything that's not right inside of me, dig it out, because I don't want it present. Can we do that tonight, church? Amen. That's our prayer focus.
Every good thing comes from you. Oh, I don't believe in fairy tales. I guess I've outgrown them. But that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. 'Cause I've seen it in a hospital room when the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the struggle. God, if you said it, you'll perform it. May not be how I want you to, but here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Every step, yeah, you are the author, but there's no predicting what is next. But you hold the future, and all the questions, they come second to the one I know is true, yeah. Well, you've always been true, so I'm gonna wait on you.
You should just wait.
You should just wait.
Instead of trying in your own strength, you should just wait. Instead of calculating what will happen if you go wrong, you should just wait. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Yeah, I should just wait.
They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle, and their soar. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint.
That's what happens when you wait. Happens when you wait. Hey, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Come on, wings like an eagle and soar. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint. That's what happens when you wait. That's what happens when you. That's what happens when you wait. I'm getting a little stronger. That's what happens when you. Wait on the Lord. Clarity is coming.
He will renew your strength.
Oh.
Wait on the same. touch only, and I'm gonna wait till you open the door. I'm gonna wait,
and while I'm waiting, I'll be worshiping. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising. Oh, 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 it's about what you do when you wait. Why complain when you can pray? Oh,
it's not about just waiting. It's about what you do when you wait. So instead of complaining, why don't we just start praising in the middle of the storm? Yeah. In the middle of the storm, yeah.
While I'm waiting, I'll be praising.
never wanna leave, and I never wanna, oh, and I'm never going to leave, but I'll stay right here. Stay and never more. Don't wanna.
I'm living, breathing proof that things can change. The saving gift of grace, it really stays. With all the twists and turns on my mistakes, how I made it over, you were the only way. I'm not perfect, don't always get it right, but I'd rather walk by faith and not by my foolish sight. So lead me on, lead me on, lead me on, please lead me on. I may not have it all quite figured out, no, but I don't think it matters. I think you like it that way. Jesus, you're the potter and I'm the clay. You're making me like you more and more every day. Oh, I'm not perfect, don't always get it right. I'd rather walk by faith, not by my foolish sight. So lead me on, hey, lead. I see my father. I is waiting on the parts for me. I don't know what season you're in right now. I don't know what giant you're looking right now. But just let him lead you on. Trust him, just let him lead you on. I didn't know where else to go. I tried so many other options, but I'm left with him, really walking by faith now.
Thank you.
Well, I have misjudged time just a bit. I think I only shared the word for 5 minutes rather than 10 minutes. Got all caught up in the word. But we're going to do our corporate prayer tonight for the lost. And we're going to do it a little different tonight. I'd like for you to join with at least 4 people tonight. Not just a couple of you, but 4 people. And I want you 4 to do your prayer about the lost. Now, this can include the people that you're believing God for, but I want the corporate prayer to be about the lost, and I'd like everyone to participate. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If you want to step out of the picture, you can. Just kind of give the nod in the group so that you don't have to, and someone else will take your time. But I'd really love for you to push yourself out of your own comfort zone, that you would join your faith with others and unite yourself together and open up your mouths and speak faith and life to one another in that situation. And every one of us knows the loss differently. And so our prayers are different. You know, some of us might have brothers or sisters that are drug addicts, but some of us might have neighbors that are really good people that don't think they need Jesus, right? Because they're already good. So that's why I want you to break up. And I'd rather it be people maybe that you don't know, not just the people you came with, so that you'll stretch yourselves just a bit, okay? And then we'll come back together for our 2 minutes of silence. okay, okay. If you guys could find your way back to your seats. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people to pray for lost. Hallelujah. Let us practice our 2 minutes of silence tonight, and then we're going to conclude with something a little different too. Day 5 of our prayer. I want to invite you back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and then if there is anyone here present tonight with a broken heart, I know that might sound crazy to some of us, but to others it might not. If you are here and you have a broken heart, the Spirit of the Lord is here to heal that. And Hannah, as a member of our prayer team and over prayer in the church, her and Ben are going to be down here to pray with you afterwards, and she'd like to extend that to you. Otherwise, I will see you tomorrow night.